episode 3. Thank you so much for listening with us today and choosing us instead of all the millions of other ghost podcasts. Please send your ghost stories to gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com. And also remember our giveaway. I say two words every single episode, every single mini-sode, that you're going to send me on January 1st with a proof that picture of proof that you are subscribed to the podcast and the word as the subject line. Let's get into our stories for the day. This one's called, Ghost Encounter as a Camp Leader. A few summers back, I worked at a camp that was nearly 100 years old. The camp served adults and kids with varying levels of ability of all ages, and was really the highlight of many of the campers' lives. Campers and workers alike joked the place was haunted, but I had thought it was funny camp legends to mess with the campers and share around the fire. As a camp leader, I had my own room in an old cabin, and I shared a bathroom with one other leader who lived on the other separate half of the cabin. One night, I was up late dealing with a camper having a meltdown. Around midnight, I had finally gotten her to sleep and was trekking back to the cabin when thunder roared loudly. I sprinted the rest of the way, and as soon as I hit the door, it started pouring. I realized at this moment that I still had my walkie-talkie on me. Usually we charge them in the main office at night, but I decided not to run into the storm, so I turned the walkie-talkie off and set it on my dresser. Shortly after that, I went to bed. I woke up around 3 a.m. and felt like someone was poking my leg. I was really confused by the sensation. I opened my eyes and looked down at my leg under the sheet where I felt the little poke and saw nothing. I tried to go back to sleep, but a few seconds later, I felt it more aggressively and on a larger scale. As if the whole hand was wrapping around my calf, and I sat up in fear. As I sat up, my walkie-talkie across the room lit up and bleeped, something that could only happen if someone physically turned the side dial and pressed a button. The walkie-talkie stayed on, and I was paralyzed in fear. Eventually, I got up and turned it off and turned on the room's lights. I checked, and no one was in my room or under my bed or in my closet. There were no objects that have caused the poking. To this day, it still makes me feel tight-chested just thinking about it. Wow, that's one kind of different that I've heard. Like, she didn't see anything, or you just felt something. That's a weird one. And cool, too. Let's go on to our next story. This one is called... I lost my page. This one is called Someone at My Door by JStormCloud. So I was playing a game on my PC while my parents were out at the store. They were completely gone, and no one was home other than me and my dog. But he was next to me the whole time. It was about 2 hours or some... It was only a 2 hour or something playing, or sorry, it was only a 2 hours or so playing the game. That doesn't make any sense. They didn't write that correct, but whatever. Where was a knock on my bedroom door. I had headphones on, and I thought my parents were back. My dog got up and wiggled its tail to the door, jumping up and down like he normally does. So I opened the door, but nobody was there. I went to the living room and found nobody. The house was empty, so my head, I was, and so was my head. I was dumbfounded. Who was at my door? Even my dog could tell someone was there. That is a creepy one, but I'm going to say what it could be. I know it's not, like, the best, answer. I know this is a paranormal podcast, but could it be, like, ding-dong ditch or someone just trying to trick you, ringing your doorbell or knocking on your door. But I don't know. It could be real. I don't know. I don't think anybody's sending me fake ghost stories. Besides Lily, Tiger Paws 031. But we won't get into that today. Oh, so if you guys don't know, remember when I had the episode on, what's it called? The expressionless ghost? Yeah, that wasn't real. Someone just sent me that. But whatever. Let's move on to our next story. This one's called, I Played With My Dead Great-Grandpa When I Was a Kid. When I was, like, 5, I asked my mom where my grandpa, why my grandpa never plays with me in my room anymore. She asked what I mean, because my grandpa went, my grandpa never went back there with me. I insisted that he used to play with me, and one day, when she was carrying me to bed, I stopped her and pointed at a picture of my man. I said, "That's him. That's my grandpa." She stared at me in disbelief and told me that that was my great-grandpa, and he had died a couple months before I was born. I still insisted that I used to play with him every day. I've never seen him again to this day, and now I'm 19. That's a weird one. You hear a lot of little kids seeing their dead relatives and stuff, because, like, little kids do see stuff that other people, like, aren't as sensitive to. Little kids are more sensitive because they're a little bit more open-minded and don't close their mind to stuff because they believe whatever they see and are brutally honest. But, ooh, okay, this is a good one in my email list. This one is called Giant Gnome. If you don't know, I love gnomes. Hi guys, sorry for the bad writing. I've got quite the bad memory, but this is something I always remember. So when I was young, probably 5 or 6, I was in my room alone, dancing to the intro of one of my favorite childhood series, and I turned around to see a giant gnome in the corner of my room, right in front of my dresser. I believe looked like a stranded garden gnome, white beard, hair, blue overalls, and red pointy hat. This thing was taller than my dresser, staying at least 6 feet tall, and was bending over towards the corner of the wall, not facing me, and stood in a pose like he was picking flowers off the patch of a fake grass under his feet. I remember me getting scared and running out of my room to my mom, who was in the lounge, and crying to her about the giant gnome in my room. But when we returned to it, it had disappeared. My mom and my sisters were all pretty shaken up by this, probably just dismissed it as a dream or a fragment of my little girl imagination. But when we went to visit my dad's home and told him, he told us that he also had similar experiences, and he knew his mother did as well. I never met his mom, so I don't quite know her story, so I'm sorry, but here's my dad's experience from what I remember he told me. My dad was young at the time, and he was in his sister's room, having some sort of childish argument with her, when he heard a knock behind him and turned around to see a giant gnome holding onto the sides of the room's doorframe and looking in. Apparently, it had a scary grin on its face and disappeared before him. Now, I've always been skeptical of these stories, but I just thought everyone was going along with me to make me happy, but my dad always acted like this experience that we've shared kind of connects us more, and that if I have a river child, I would see it too, which would be a bit weird to say to me if it was all made up. My dad calls this thing the Harlequin. I really don't know why, because it literally has nothing to do with gnomes, but he insists. There have been other times after my first experience that I see them. The gnomes, according to my sister and what I told her as a child, some of them I vaguely remember, but my memory is still too horrible to retell them. That's probably one of the most interesting ghost stories I've ever heard. I know that I say that for like almost every single episode, but I think that's my number one ghost story ever on the show. Like, that was crazy. That's really weird. No, that's like a weird thing to see. And she said that it looked exactly like a garden gnome. Like, when you think of a garden gnome, you think of a clay figure with a pointy hat and everything, like just how she explained it. And she also said it was leaning over and picking up flowers that it was attached to. That's like, it's just like a gnome. I mean, that is really crazy. I don't know if that's like her imagination from when she was little, but I really think that might have been something projecting itself as a gnome. That's what I'm gonna do when I come back as a ghost. I'm going to be a gnome. So, if you ever see a gnome standing in the corner of your room and I'm dead, no, it's me. I'm just checking in on my listeners as a gnome, dead, but whatever. That's going to wrap up our episode today. I'd just like to say that I actually have painted a gnome before. I got this little gnome kit. It was very cute. I don't think I have it anymore, but I did paint it. As always, remember you're never alone. Send your ghost stories to gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com. And sorry for that noise in the background. It's just the builders, as always, like the last episode. But anyways, remember our giveaway too. The two words I say in every single minisode on January 1st. Send me that word as the in an email and a picture that you've been listening to the podcast, like a picture that says you're subscribed. But that's going to be it for today. Thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the podcast. Remember, you're never alone, and goodbye.